Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Oil, A Beginner's Guide by Vaclav Smile, is a concise, science-grounded tour of the substance that has powered modern industrial civilization. Written for non-specialists, it explains what crude oil is, how it is formed, and why its chemical properties made it the dominant fuel and feedstock of the last century. Smile situates oil within a larger energy system that includes exploration, production, refining, transport, and end uses across mobility, heating, electricity, and petrochemicals. Rather than treating oil only as a political story about shocks and conflicts, the book emphasizes physical realities such as energy density, infrastructure scale, and the limits of rapid substitution. It also frames the environmental stakes, showing how oil's benefits come with air pollution, greenhouse gas emissions, and ecological risks. The result is an accessible guide that helps readers move beyond slogans and understand how oil-shaped economies, technologies, and everyday life, and what it would realistically take to reduce dependence on it. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, what oil is and why it matters physically. A central theme is that oil's importance begins with chemistry and physics, not headlines. The book clarifies crude oil as a complex mixture of hydrocarbons with varying density, sulfur content, and impurity levels, differences that strongly affect processing difficulty, product yields, and market value. It explains how oil forms over geological time and why that history matters for where deposits occur and how accessible they are. From there, the discussion turns to the core reasons oil became the world's primary transport fuel: very high energy density, easy storage as a liquid, and compatibility with engines that convert that energy into motion with reliable performance. Smile connects those traits to the rise of mass mobility, global trade, and mechanized agriculture, showing how oil-enabled systems that depend on rapid, portable energy. The topic also highlights why comparisons with alternatives can be misleading if they ignore scale and physical constraints. Understanding oil's material advantages helps explain why it has been so hard to replace quickly, why demand remains resilient, and why policy debates benefit from grounding in energy fundamentals rather than assuming any energy source is interchangeable. Secondly, from reservoir to refinery, the industrial chain behind every barrel, another key topic is the long industrial pathway that turns underground resources into usable fuels and materials. Smile outlines the stages of exploration, drilling, and production, emphasizing that each step involves technology, capital, and risk, and that depletion and declining field productivity are persistent realities. He then maps the transport system that moves crude and products through pipelines, tankers, rail, and trucks, an often invisible network whose reliability is essential to economic stability. Refining receives special attention because it reveals why not all crude oils are equal, and why fuel supply cannot be understood by production totals alone. Refineries must separate and transform crude into gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, heating fuels, lubricants, and petrochemical feedstocks, using processes that require energy and sophisticated equipment. This topic also clarifies how refinery configuration and regulations influence what products can be made efficiently, and why regional mismatches can create price spikes even when oil is abundant. By tracing the chain end to end, the book helps readers see oil as an integrated system where bottlenecks, maintenance, and infrastructure limits can matter as much as geology. Thirdly, oil in the modern economy, growth, trade, and geopolitics, oil is often discussed through crises, and the book places those events within broader economic dynamics. Smile explains how industrialization and rising living standards increased demand for transport fuels, petrochemicals, and energy-intensive goods, tying consumption to patterns of urbanization, car ownership, freight movement, and global supply chains. He also describes the role of international trade, where many economies rely on imported crude or refined products, making price volatility and supply security central policy concerns. Geopolitical influence is treated as a consequence of concentrated reserves, strategic choke points, and the financial importance of oil revenues for producing states. The topic addresses why oil prices swing, including demand shocks, spare capacity, investment cycles, and disruptions, and how those swings feed into inflation, household budgets, and industrial competitiveness. Importantly, the book encourages readers to avoid simplistic narratives that treat oil markets as purely political manipulation or purely free market behavior. By combining physical supply constraints with economic incentives and state interests, it offers a realistic framework for understanding why oil remains deeply entangled with national security, diplomacy, and the stability of the global economy. Fourthly, environmental and health costs across the oil lifecycle. Smile connects oil's benefits to a parallel story of damage that occurs at multiple stages. The book highlights direct risks such as spills, leaks, and local ecosystem disruption from drilling and transport, as well as chronic impacts from refining and combustion. It emphasizes that the largest global consequence comes from burning petroleum products, which produces carbon dioxide and other pollutants that contribute to climate change, smog, and public health burdens. The topic also draws attention to the less visible environmental footprint of oil as an industrial input, including petrochemical production that supports plastics, solvents, synthetic fibers, and fertilizers. These materials deliver enormous societal value, yet they create waste challenges, potential toxicity, and long-term persistence in the environment. Another important element is the difference between local pollution control and the harder problem of reducing greenhouse gas emissions at scale, especially in sectors like aviation, shipping, and heavy road freight. By laying out these trade-offs clearly, the book helps readers evaluate energy choices with a full lifecycle mindset, distinguishing symbolic fixes from changes that materially reduce emissions and ecological harm. Lastly, limits of rapid transition and realistic paths away from oil dependence. The book addresses the question most readers bring to the topic: how quickly can societies reduce oil use, and what would it take? Smile is known for stressing scale, and this topic frames the energy transition as an infrastructure and systems problem rather than a single technology swap. Oil supports not only cars but also aviation, shipping, construction machinery, and vast petrochemical supply chains, and each segment has different technical options and constraints. The discussion underscores that replacing oil requires alternatives that match performance, cost, reliability, and convenience, while also being deployable across billions of machines and trillions of dollars of infrastructure. It highlights why efficiency improvements, better logistics, and demand reduction can be as important as new fuels, because they can be implemented incrementally and often cheaply. The topic also considers the role of electrification where it fits best, the potential of biofuels and synthetic fuels with careful attention to land, energy, and emissions trade-offs, and the importance of policy that aligns incentives with physical reality. The takeaway is neither fatalism nor hype, but a disciplined view of what substitution can achieve and on what timelines. In conclusion, this book is well-suited to readers who want a clear, fact-based foundation for understanding oil without needing a technical background. Students, investors, policy followers, engineers in adjacent fields, and climate-concerned citizens can all benefit, especially anyone tired of arguments that ignore basic energy realities. The main life benefit is improved judgment. You gain a practical sense of why oil became dominant, how the supply chain actually works, and what constraints shape prices, security, and environmental outcomes. That perspective makes it easier to evaluate news about production booms, pipeline debates, electric vehicles, or climate targets, and to spot claims that are physically or economically implausible. Compared with many books that focus narrowly on geopolitics, corporate history, or a single crisis, Smile's guide stands out for integrating chemistry, infrastructure, economics, and environmental impacts in one coherent overview. It is worth buying because it offers durable concepts rather than time-sensitive predictions, and it treats the transition away from oil with a sober respect for scale. Readers come away better equipped to think clearly about energy choices, trade-offs, and realistic pathways to change. If you would like to support Vaclav Smile, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.